about two games worth of saves there and two games worth of work, but good to get him back out there, obviously.
Yeah, he played. He was unbelievable. I thought the first period was real good. The second period, we didn't put much in front of him. We spent most of the time in our end, and with that came a lot of big saves from him, so he looked really sharp to me. And you know, we did enough in the third to win a game, scored a goal, got the lead, extended the lead. But he was brilliant. He needed to be. They're a dangerous team.
Coach, in a game like this, with that back and forth for first period, can you measure how big that goal was at the end to kind of finish?
It was a big goal. I think any time you score at the end of a period, it lifts you up. If you give one up, it can work the other way. Not much time left on the clock. There's a big difference between going in 1-0 or 2-0. But, you know, with that, I don't know, maybe we took a quick breath in the locker room here and they came out with a little extra juice, and the ice was lopsided at that point in the second period. So I thought we fought better in the third and played a little bit more competitive in the third period.
Ryan Joe, it's appeared that even though the shot counter was significantly in Tampa's favor in the second and third periods, that he felt like there weren't too many grade A scoring chances against. Did you feel the same way?
I think the second period, when we go back and look at it, there's going to be a few. I think they got a few at the end there as well, and then in the third period, once the game was out of reach. But the second period, I think I'm going to look back on is the one where Pex really had to make some big saves. I mean, they're a dangerous team. Like I said, at the end of the day, they're probably looking at close to 30 chances for. So, you know, and we don't think we generated enough because we spent too much time in our end, especially the second period.
Victor was out there this morning, but not tonight. What do you expect? Minor, maybe something minor?
I think we listed him as day to day.
Correct. Ryan Johansson with two assists tonight. We've been talking a lot about his
play.
Yes, we've been talking a lot about his playmaking ability. Is there something to the fact, though, Peter, that most of those assists are primary assists? Ones leading directly to a goal?
No, I think that's who he is. There are no easy ones for him. I mean, his plays, the two assists that he made tonight were just incredible vision, incredible skill level. But it doesn't surprise me that the majority of his assists are the first assists. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.